Now, from tomorrow on RSN Carnival, download the app, which if you haven't done, you need to do that right now. Don't do it tomorrow. Do it right now, in fact, while you're listening. RSN app on the App Store, the Google Play Store, whatever it might be. Find it, download it, because you get unrestricted access with Michael Falgate, Gareth Hall, the great Dean Lester, Nick Quinn, Matt Stewart for wall-to-wall coverage of Maccabi Diva Stakes Day on the Spring Ticket, we're calling it, 12 p.m. until 6 p.m. And the world's greatest form analyst, as I mentioned, will be a part of that. He's a massive part of the Friday form with us on The Breakfast Club. Dean Lester, good morning to you.
Good morning, Daniel.
Now, just more work for you, Dino, this seems. This is what I read into this, just more work for you.
Yeah, loving it, Daniel. Can't get enough of it.
It'll be
a great coverage tomorrow.
Yeah, if you're going to be working, this is the time of year to be working and racing. You've got Group 1 action tomorrow at headquarters leading into, obviously, a massive spring.
Yeah, you're a touch off the pace if you haven't got plenty of work at this time of year.
Well, you are out there in front, hard held at the moment, Dino. Out there in front, they're all chasing you, and you've got plenty left in the tank. And that's why we love you here in the Friday form, finding us winners left, right, and centre, Whitey.
We've got some problems with the text messages, but we have had two or three come in. So sorry for those that we haven't responded to. But just with the app, for people that haven't got the RSN app, all you do is just go to your normal shop to get the app, whatever
app
you do.
App Store.
It's just the RSN app. And then when you download the RSN app, it's multi-channeling. So you can either listen to RSN or you can click to the Carnival button, and then that's when you'll get the coverage for tomorrow. And it's not just the Spring Carnival action from Maccabi Diva Stakes Day at Flemington. There's also the Greyhounds in the morning as well with Riley Phelan and George Ferrugia, with the Greyhound meetings that they have now in the mornings. So, it's just you've got two options. You've got two channels.
It's the best. You must have it if you're a racing fan or a sports fan. Get on the RSN app. In your app store, just Google it. Just press RSN. Just three buttons, RSN, and it'll come up first thing. And you might even be able to talk to Nick Quinn every now and then as well, that guy from the tab, who we love on the Friday form. Good morning, Quinny.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, all. And it's very user-friendly, that RSN app. I struggle to use a toaster at the best of times. I can easily navigate my way around that app. So when you're going for your hour exercise each day, having a stroll, it's very, very good company.
Very good by you. Great gag about the toaster, too. Funny you bring the toaster up. I burnt my toast yesterday. Now, the setting hasn't changed in 17 years in my toaster. It's been a loyal toaster. And somehow it came out burnt yesterday, and it ruined my whole day, Quinny.
There's a setback. Did you scrape it off?
No, I threw it out. I didn't. I gave it to the dogs. They loved it. But, I was annoyed. It burnt on the same setting that's been there for 17 years. So that annoyed me. But that's all right. I know how to cheer me up. You can cheer me up with some winners tomorrow at Flemington. That's what we want. That's what we do on the Friday form for first-time players. We have a look at the quaddy leagues. And then Dino gives us his formula bet for one of our punters. If you haven't registered for that, you need to do that as well, rsn.net.au. And then the Rama Ruffy comes into play, and it's one of the all-time great icons of racing and sport, is the Rama Ruffy. It's been an absolute phenomenon in the last couple of months. And we'll find the Rama Ruffy a little bit later on as well from Dino. But let's have a look at race number six, Dino. The Sofitel, 1,400-metre affair tomorrow at Flemington. Good size fields tomorrow, as you expect, on Group 1 action. And the Wizard from the West is in those famous Grant and Alana Williams colours tomorrow on Windstorm, number 14. And Windstorm is favourite at tab.com.au.
Yeah, I think he probably should be too, Daniel. He's an exciting horse. And I thought he was good last start. That was too short for him at 1,100 metres. It was only a benchmark race, and he goes to a stakes race here, but he is on the up, and a lot of these horses have probably had the peak of their career and maybe even on the way down. So he's a good winning chance, but I think there's a good chance at odds here in Romanta, number 9. I'm anticipating the rain that's predicted coming, and that suits him. And he's just such an effective horse at Flemington. He won last start there. He's had a freshen. He's trialled up nicely for this race. I think he'll give a great side. I just think he maps for a beautiful run. And I think he's a good chance to beat Windstorm. no real knock on Windstorm. I think they're the two better chances. Conceding chances to 11, Bumper Blast. Probably only wants the track about a soft five. If the really heavy rain came, he might be in trouble, but I'll put him in for third. And Yulong January, who's a track and distance specialist, he's fitter for two runs in, ready to do something. But, yeah, I like the race around principally 9 and 14, but I'll be putting the other two in the quaddy as well.
So having a look at the numbers there, Quinny, as we have a look at the market as well from the tab, Romancer looks like it's in double-figure odds, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, very good start for the quarter year, hopefully, and has been $19 into 14, but still a $14 chance there, Romancer. Dino's on top selection, and he's currently the tab's second biggest liability in the race. The biggest liability is the favourite, Windstorm, who's been $2.40 into even money, subsequently back out to $2.20. Yulong January an $8.50 second elect, then Bumper Blast $9.50. You know, you're certainly not knocking Windstorm. You've got the horse in for second, and you were pretty positive then speaking about Windstorm. But currently the shortest price favourite on the Flemington program. Do you think that will change come race day? And what sort of price do you have Windstorm, Mark?
Oh, no, I think he'll be fairly short. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And certainly the Bob Peters horses have got a real aura about them at the moment, the way they've been going. And this horse ran well, and I see you've made him a best bet, so he's going to be very short, Quinny. So I think the price are at the moment, look, as I've said here before, I think often dependent on the results through the day. If there's a couple of roughies get in, maybe they'll take a bit of a risk with him. But, he should be a fairly short price favourite, and he is.
I'm more up and about the fact I've got Romancer in the numbers as well, so that won't be going anywhere now. There's also been money at longer odds for Furion, who's been $34 into 23. This horse resumes. We last saw him in the 2019 Warrnambool Cup when he was simply brilliant on that occasion. Has a good record first up and over the distance, Dino. Do you think the horse might just need a run or two, though, to get back into form?
Yeah, I think so. I'm fortunate enough that I do a bit of management of Jerry Ryan's horses, and that's one of his, and seen all of his work and trials courtesy of Lindsay Park. And, look, I think the little specking for him was he trialled just beside Humidor before Humidor obviously went and won the Fian last week, but this is a different sort of task, and this horse is off a lot longer break than Humidor. So I just think Furion might need the day out.
And what about Inverloch, Dan? I saw the trial, massive wraps on its recent trial. What would Inverloch be looking forward to this spring?
Look, if he got to those good country cups, a Cranbourne Cup, which is high prize money race, that sort of race, whether they're aiming a bit higher, I'm not sure, but I think he fits into like a Cranbourne Cup profile horse because he's an on-pace runner at that sort of distance.
I think I might have heard the Bald Eagle talking about his trial yesterday with Blue Eyes, so that's $101 in the market tomorrow. But principally, we've got our numbers already, Rammer, and your job for those first-timers is to give us the numbers at the end of each race of the quaddy legs. And can you please do that today for us after race 6, the first leg of the quaddy tomorrow at Flemington?
Yes, 9, 14, 11 and 8.
9, 14, 11, 8 in the first leg of the quaddy. The second leg is the feature event of the car, the PFD Food Services Maccabi Diva Stakes, weight for age Group 1 affair over the mile, $750,000 up for grabs. A full field of 16 going around, some really good horses in this, as you can imagine, for a Group 1 affair. And we go down to number 13, Dino, and one of the horses of the spring returns tomorrow for Danny O'Brien. Damien Oliver is in the saddle. Barrier 14 won't be too big a concern for Russian Camelot, his favourite at the tab.
Yeah, I'm not so sure it's not a concern. It'll be interesting to see the first 200 metres or so because he's just got to switch off and relax early, get a bit of cover. And if the track comes up soft, by this stage of the day, they might be winning off the rail. So the draw mightn't be any sort of problem. I thought that the horse that's just got the right form for this sort of race is Fierce Impact. His last three runs at 1600 in Melbourne, he's won the Toorak, the Cantala, and run third in the All-Star Mile. So he's got a really good profile for this sort of race. So I think he's a great winning chance. I think Delasan will run well. He's a Carbine Club Stakes winner at this track. He didn't really like the Morpheville Parks track last start. No. The tight track didn't suit him before that. He ran very well to Behemoth, who won the Memsie, of course. So you've got a pretty good form line there. And I think he's more suited to the 1600 and a good draw at this stage of his preparation. Chances, though, to Perfect Jewel. Loved her win first up at Caulfield. And up to the 1600s, no problem. And then the high-profile horses, you put them in the quaddie because they're good enough to win, and they're Russian Camelot and Master of Wine. They've got big spruiks on them for the spring. Russian Camelot's first up, Master of Wine. I was a little bit underwhelmed by his first up run, but just thinking that 1600 will suit better. Whether he actually needs 2000 to win at this class would be my little query. But yeah, it's a really good race, but there's a couple that are probably more set for this race than the bigger profile horses.
So before I get to Quinny, you mentioned the rain before. What are you expecting to be running on tomorrow, Dano, considering the forecast?
Well, there's a fair difference between 5 and 20 mils, and that's where they're going, so they've covered their bases. Five mils to settle the dust, 20 mils we're looking to get off the rail and run on late. So.
Okay. All right, so everybody, just check your local guides for the weather details. But, Quinny, it's a great race, some outstanding horses for this Group 1 affair. What does the market say?
Well, Damien Oliver has the ride aboard Russian Camelot. Oliver looking to win this race for a sixth time, and the horse has been the best back, currently a $3.60 chance. Fierce Impact is firm from $8 into $5. Then we've got Perfect Jewel, $6.50. Delisan, $8.50. Kingswell Dream, $9.50. Double figures or better the rest. Dino, last week we saw Surprise Baby beaten, but probably a lot more people were bullish after that run because it was such an eye-catcher, and going forward to the likes of the Melbourne Cup was such an encouraging performance. With Russian Camelot, do you think after tomorrow people might re-evaluate the fact that the horse is so prominent in the big races, having just five career starts, coming up against the big guns tomorrow? Or do you think the horse will do enough just to keep ticking over for those big feature goals?
Yeah, there's a few thoughts there. I mean, he's a bit different to Surprise Baby. He's a stallion, so a Group 1 win at 1600 certainly would help his profile. I think he'll be a really good run. If he wins, that'll be a bonus for them, but I think he'll be the eye-catcher late. I think he'll be ridden to get cover, relaxed, because he's so inexperienced. He's only had the five starts, and he's the only one in single figures going into the race. The next is Miami Bound at 10 starts, so he's giving away a lot of experience, and that might count against him tomorrow, but it might be part of the teaching phase for him going forward to winning a big feature in the spring.
And you mentioned Master of Wine, a little underwhelming when resuming from a spell. Did that run affect how you view Master of Wine on the back of running 12th in the Winx Stakes for some of the big races where the horse has had such a big spruik?
Not really. Probably the fact that he won first up last time in got the profile a bit mixed up. I think what he is 2,000 metres plus is where he comes into his own. So if he runs well tomorrow, he's right on track for something over further.
And Gadding caused a huge upset winning this race last year. Now with Peter Moody in a $51 chance, form says no. Is there any slight reason to suggest Gadding could run a cheeky race?
Well, he's got a clear advantage from the draw. That the speed it looks a bit mixed, other than that Galo Chop will probably lead from three, and Gadding from four can probably land straight outside the lead if they so desire. So, you know, whether something from out wide comes across, but if they don't, he'll get a very easy run on the pace. That would be his best chance.
All right, so it is an absolute cracker to kick off a big spring at headquarters, the Group 1 action, Maccabi Diva Stakes Day. Quinny, the outstanding summary from you. Rama, what are the numbers, please, for the second leg of the quaddie?
4, 11, 14, 13, and 9.
4, 11, 14, 13, 9 are your numbers for the Maccabi Diva Stakes, the feature event on the card. Let's have a look at the third leg, the Downhill Stakes. I like this one. Three-year-old Group 2 affair, $200,000 up for grabs. Down the 1,200 metres there, the fabulous famous straight six of Flemington. What do we got? 11 going around, Dino. I have to go too far down the order to find out the favourites. For the Mayor Eustace Yard with Johnny Allen in the saddle. Number one, Prague is 4.20 at the tab.
Yeah, I think the form of those horses coming from Sydney, and Prague is first up, but he's racing in Sydney last preparation and ran well in the features. And the other one is Doubtland, who did a lot of work mid-race first up and might have looked disappointing, but I think this is a totally different race structure, and especially if the rain comes, his win over the championships was absolutely outstanding on wet ground. So I like those two. I think they're the principal players. I've got a leaning to Doubtland because he's had one run back, but Prague will run very well. Couple from lesser profiles in there to date, but I think they're good horses, is 9 Ty Deuce, who's handled wet and dry and won with great authority at Bendigo. He just looks a really nice horse going through the grades. 11 Ana Visto comes off a maiden win at Mornington, but you won't see an easier win. She strolled home, and it's I wouldn't think that Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. would do this on a whim. I think they've got a very high opinion of her. And 7 Ranting, I thought his run in the McNeil was really good because he actually was ridden off the speed and hit the line hard, and that was the best I think we've seen of Ranting to date, even though that was his first unplaced run. I think it was his best run, so going forward I think he's got a little chance. But terrific race. I've left out the likes of Wisdom of Water, who's trialled well, first run up the straight, but looks a very smart horse, and Personal, who placed in the Blue Diamond, so that shows the depth of the race.
All right, it's a good race. It's a good edition of the Dane Hill, which we love to see. Quinny, we know that Prague's the favourite, but has there been support for the favourite, or is it coming around it at the moment?
Around it at this stage, Daniel. Prague a little bit soft, 380 out to 420. Wisdom of Water, a $6 second elect, then Doubtland, 750. Personal is the best back runner at this stage, $13 into $8. But my three-year-old son, Mitchell, will often walk in the room and say, I've got good news and bad news. Most of the time, he's just broken something. And I'm now reporting good news and bad news. The good news was that we got a call from the Mick Price stable about a week ago asking to add Wisdom of Water to the Coolmore market. And since that point in time, Wisdom of Water has been $26 into $15. And I was very up and about coming into the studio today to talk about that and hopefully get a good little push from Dino. And now Dino hasn't got the horse in his top five. You did mention, Dean, that it's just such an open race. You can make a good case for even some of the classy runners you've left out. But this horse is a group winner from Queensland. It does seem to have a big spruik. Is there a bit of a concern tomorrow? Obviously there is, if you haven't got him in the quaddy.
Look, he's a very smart horse and he's a brilliant horse. So I always find those horses, if it gets wetter, a little bit disadvantaged. That's only a speculative thing. He might plough through it, but he's a very good talent. But I was sort of banking on the track deteriorating through the day, and that might be just detrimental to him.
Mm. If the rain does come, we might not even see him. Time will tell.
But did you say they wanted the price for the Coolmore?
Yes, and has been 26 into 15.
Righto. Okay, well, there's something. There's something for someone somewhere along the line, if you're into that sort of stuff. So that's an interesting race, the Dane Hill, which we love. What a stallion he was too, just by the way. Rammer, what are the numbers, please, for the third leg of the quaddie?
4, 1, 9, 11, and 7.
4, 1, 9, 11, 7. Now, Dino's coming off a big bounty last week for the quaddie. Got the formula bet up as well. We missed out on the Rammer Ruffy, but you can't have everything. You've got to keep fighting. That's what he does for us on the Friday form. So we're three legs down. We've got one to go of the quaddie tomorrow at Flemington. We've got the formula bet coming up. If you haven't registered, by the way, silly, do it today, rsn.net.au, the competitions page. And the Rammer Ruffy's around the corner as well. There's some news coming through in the world of footy too, Rammer, which you'll be interested in. Tom Morris reporting that the Giants have dropped the skipper, Stephen Canilio. $7 million deal last year.
Wow.
He's been dropped for the Giants. Leon Cameron wasn't happy with the midfield last week. He said that, but the skipper has fallen.
I don't know what to say. That's unbelievable.
Well, I'll give you some time to think about it during the break.
Yeah, and thank you.
We'll come back and talk about it a little bit later on. But we've got the last leg of the quaddie, formula bet, and the Rammer Ruffy still to come on the Friday form with Quinny and Dino on The Breakfast Club. Sometime, a little bit of action there from Moby, 28 past 7 on a Friday morning. Great to have Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, with us, and Nick Quinn, that guy from the tab, for the Friday form, looking at tomorrow's racing and headquarters, Group 1 activity, Mackay Bidiva Stakes Day, a magnificent day, a magnificent card as well. But Moby, team, is having a birthday today. US techno artist and DJ, made number one in Australia with his albums Play in 99 and 18 in 2002. Had a lot of songs for the crazy kids out there who love this sort of stuff. Not really my thing, Dino, but your take on Moby, firstly, is he in the repertoire?
He's not on my playlist, Daniel, no. Right. Familiar with his work, but he didn't get a game, no.
Just back in the VFL at the moment, just trying to play his trade. How old, Dino, is Moby today?
46.
46 for Moby. Rammer?
I'm 50 somewhere. I'll say 57.
57. Quinny?
Well, Eminem rapped that he was too old in 2007 in the song Without Me, so I'll go 49.
49. And Adam White, how old is Moby?
Unsurprisingly, I'm unfamiliar with this bloke. so, 51.
55 Moby is today, which I think means Rammer wins again. Rammer's very good at this game, so he's 55 today, the Mobster. The Mobinator.
Is that his name?
The Mobologist.
Or is that his stage name?
His stage name is Moby. His real name, there's a reason he's called Moby, is Richard Melville Hall. Richard Hall. So Moby's a much better stage name, isn't it? Yeah, that's a much better name. Yeah. So Moby 55
Richard, today. Richard Hall. Sounds like a sort of a second change medium pacer coming up the hill from Gloucestershire.
He probably does. He probably does. So there you go. Whitey, not sure if you heard the news before the break. Stephen Canelio out of the Giants team tomorrow. Something for us to discuss a little bit later
on. Yes.
Race 9 is the last leg of the quaddies. Now, the quaddie. How do you say this, Dino? The Cap Dantibes? Dantibes?
Cap,
how do you say
Cap. Cap Dantibes, yes, won a Lightning in the Newmarket. She was a brilliant filly for Bart Cummings.
I've always wondered how that was pronounced, so I'm glad I've clarified that. Cap Dantibes stakes tomorrow, the 1,100 metres, three-year-old fillies, listed race, $140,000 up for grabs, and a big, big field going around as well, Dino. And there's currently in the market, I don't think we've had this for a while, there are three equal favourites at the tab for this race to finish the quaddie. Number 4, Menage, for Dominic Hayes. Number 6, Parlophone, who we've spoken about before on Friday Form with Price and Kent Jr. And number 9, Swat's That, for Team Corstens at 480 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, they're three of the main chances, and I'd add one other, and that is number 3, Let's Be Glam. But Minhaj is the one to beat for mine. Her win down the straight back in the autumn, it was outstanding when she won the Thoroughbred Breeders, and then she had a wide run in the Golden Slipper. She's had two jump outs, very quiet jump out first time, and then the most recent one, I thought she was terrific. She just got a beautiful action. I just love the way she goes about it, and I think the straight suits her. But Let's Be Glam's a very good filly in the Besutton Young stable, won the Blue Diamond Prelude for fillies, then ran well in the Blue Diamond. She's trialled up well. She's ready to go. Swat's That's had two jump outs. She's flying. She's a good filly. And Parlophone's had a bad habit of coming out and putting a little bit of a buck jump out of the gates, which has been very costly to her. If she gets it right and is on her best behaviour, she can win, as she showed in Adelaide when she won the Lightning Stakes. So I think that whilst it's a big field, I think there's a fair divide between those four and the rest. So happy to be just playing those four runners.
Are we down the outside rail there, Dino, in the last, do you reckon?
Oh, they'll huddle towards the centre, they seem to, and beyond that. So I've sort of, I like those that have drawn out a little bit, and probably that's why I've gone with Minaj just ahead of Let's Be Glam, because she has drawn a bit wider. But they'll probably be off the rail, yeah.
Three equal favourites, Quinny. We don't see this very often. What's happening in the market?
Two of them have been popular, Minaj and Swat's That. Minaj, $7 into, as you alluded to, one of three runners at $4.80, and Swat's That, $6.50 into $4.80. So they are the two that punters are focusing on. And something else we don't see very often is a first starter in the last race on the program here. And number 18, Amuri, from the Tony and Kelvin McAvoy stable, is doing exactly that. And looking through the history books, it's rare to see a first starter win the last race at Flemington. I came up with Astro Castro in July 2016 at odds of 100-1, and Fair Trade in 2009, who was 26-15. Dino, what do you make of the first starter, Amuri? Because obviously they could have had lots of easier races to kick off this horse's campaign, but you see Ben Mallon ride for the McAvoy stable. It does sort of stick out a little bit.
Yeah, it's not unusual for the McAvoys, as Tony describes it, placing them aggressively, and this is certainly an aggressive placement. She has trialled well on two occasions. She's certainly got a degree of talent, and hence why they're running her here. But, I still think it's a big ask to win on debut. She could easily get around the money because, as I said, she has shown a good degree of talent.
Now, before we get the Ramaruffy and get Rammer to read out those quaddie numbers again, I just wanted to say well done, Dino, for last week, because it was so nice to see so many people happy on social media and whatnot, and a lot of people are doing it very tough at the moment. And money comes and goes, we all know that, but I think you brought a lot of people together last week in booting home a winner or two. So well done, and it must have been nice to have some positive commentary on Twitter, something I'm certainly very, very foreign to.
Yeah, it was a foreign experience, but yeah, it was very good.
Yes, it's a foreign experience for anyone on Twitter to get positive feedback, but you absolutely deserved it last week. A big quaddy jagged in the formula bet as well as a fill-your-boots sort of day for listeners to the Friday Form last week, as it's been so often in the recent months. Rama, what are the numbers for the last leg of the quaddy, please?
4, 3, 9, and 6.
And now I'm going to need them all again, please, because you know what's happened. Yes. Someone's just woken up and they haven't heard all of the segment, which is disappointing, but they need the numbers for the quaddy, please.
Okay, race 6, 9, 14, 11, and 8. Race 7, 4, 11, 14, 13, and 9. Race 8, 4, 1, 9, 11, and 7.
Emotional.
Yes, very. Race 9, 11, race 9, 4, 3, 9, and 6.
4, 3, 9, and 6. All right, they are the quality numbers for tomorrow. Now, of course, make sure you tune in tomorrow morning to the panel and get the refined numbers, depending on maybe some scratchings with heavy rain forecast for Flemington tomorrow. Let's get to the formula bet. Dino, who are we playing for today, and what have you got for us?
Dale Hooper of Pakenham is our contestant for Dale, a $40 win bet. Race 1, number 4, Shabao. $40 to win race 5, number 3, Actow. And $40 on the all-up of the pair, race 1, number 4, into race 5, number 3. And that's for Dale Hooper of Pakenham.
Well, hopefully Dale's not digging holes tomorrow with the formula bet. He gets a winner, Quinny. You like that little zinger?
Oh, dear. I'm embarrassed to admit how much I'm chuckling right there.
What's that come to?
$9.03.
$9.03 times 1.82. You'll have a great time with that. All right, so that's for Dale. Good luck to him. Race 1, number 4, into race 5, number 3, which leaves us now with the Rama Ruffy, Dino. What do you got for us in the Ruffy Stakes tomorrow?
Yes, it's one we mentioned in the quaddy legs, Daniel. Race 6, number 9, Romancer. As I said, he's got a bit of a challenge to beat Windstorm, but a bit like Junipelli a few weeks ago, he's a really good place bet. So if you were sort of spending $30, you might have 10 the win and 20 the place.
Good idea. And the market for that one again, Quinny?
Currently $14 the win and $3.60 the place. So hopefully that can be a nice little way for punters to kick off the quaddy.
Well, $3.60 the place is better than $2.20 the win for the favourite Windstorm. So you play that game and you'll be in front with the Rama Ruffy. Dino, always a pleasure on a Friday morning to have your company. We appreciate it again, mate. Good luck to you tomorrow as part of the spring tickets. Looking forward to that. And hope you hit many, many winners. Good luck.
Terrific. Thank you, Daniel.
Great stuff. Dean Lester with us, the world's greatest form analyst on the Friday Form. Quinny, before we say goodbye to you, a tip from you, please.
I really like a horse in the first in Sydney tomorrow. My plan of attack is back the horse tomorrow and have a pre-post bet for the Metropolitan, because I do think we will see race 1, number 3, Cadre Noir, race through the grades this spring. Won very well at Sandown last start. So $10 at the $1.80 tomorrow, and then a $4 each way pre-post bet for the Metrop. It'll be paid for, and you'll be on nice overs after the victory tomorrow.
Sounds like a hell of an idea. So there you go, Quinny's tip as well in Sydney in the first. Good luck to you, Quinny. We'll touch base a little bit later on.
Thank you, team.
Nick Quinn, Dean Lester, the Friday Form on The Breakfast Club. Do not miss it any Friday of any week. The great racing analysis and preparations for a big weekend of racing. We'll get to a break.